Hi, I'm Peter Solomon. I have a daughter turning 6 this week who's starting kindergarten at Las Estrellas this year. It's her second year enrolled with Minneapolis Public Schools. Last year, she was in a pre-K program at Anishinaabe Academy. As a parent, my wife and I have been really pleased and surprised by the quality of food that's served to students in the local school system. If you visit the Culinary and Wellness Services website, you can read about the department's commitment to serving fresh, minimally processed ingredients. I had a chance to visit the actual site of Central Kitchen, where MPS prepares and distributes the food that's served in its cafeterias. It was early August, a month away from the start of classes, but the production cooks were already busy. The kitchen itself is a large space populated by conveyor belts and giant chrome fixtures that are the industrial equivalent of kitchen appliances.
Yeah, today we're making stewed red beans, and we're in the process of opening the cans and doing the final phase.
Bill Aggie is a production cook. Along with two others wearing long white lab jackets, he's preparing the ingredients for 180 gallons of stewed beans.
We're going to put this in, continue to cook our batch for another 10 minutes. Then we're going to pump it with our bagger and bag it up, chill it down, and have it ready for service.
The noise you're hearing now is a can opener. We're not cranking it. As you can tell, it's pretty quick here. It's all air pressure.
That's the voice of Bertrand Weber, the Director of Culinary Wellness Services at Minneapolis Public Schools.
So I oversee the entire department, not only the central kitchen, but also all of the kitchens in all of our 66 sites that we have presence, where we serve breakfast, lunch, sometimes we serve some suppers. So basically, I'm the head lunch lady, if you will.
Now we're going to walk into our warehouse where we store dry goods as well as some equipment.
Weber loves to lead tours of Central Kitchen. He's been with the Department of Culinary and Wellness Services since 2012, and he's the mastermind behind its emphasis on healthy ingredients.
But it's basically a food process. So that's, say, if we were to peel some beets or some carrots and we want to dice carrots.
I think what we have is we've decided about 12 years ago that we really were going to focus on bringing back whole ingredient and food for our kids. Our food system, as you know, has not been very kind. There's been an increase in ultra-processed food, which has had a negative impact on our kids.
Right now we're basically cupping marinara sauce through the machine itself. I'm making sure that the entire machine keeps stocked as it goes.
What brought about that focus on providing kind of fresh and local food to kids rather than processed foods? Like, was it that way when you came here, or what made that possible?
I think it starts with my personal story, where my son was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And he was 7, and we're going back now almost 30 years. And this is when I became involved in food in school and realized that a lot of the food that we were serving to our kids really had a negative impact. When I started in Minneapolis Public Schools, all of our schools were serving unitized meals that were assembled in this facility, but most of the food that came in the back door to be assembled for the unitized meals was frozen, packaged, processed food. When I was hired, part of the mission that I basically offered or explained to the district was that if I was going to take this job, we would make some major changes that was necessary in order to provide better quality food for our kids, to ensure that they were successful not only in their learning on a daily basis, but also to set them up for the rest of their lives. So we are now 12 years into renovation plan, and we have 3/4 of our schools now have full kitchens.
Bertrand Weber, Director of Culinary and Wellness Services at Minneapolis Public Schools. They're hosting a farm-to-school community barbecue. This is happening Wednesday, September 18th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Find information at facebook.com/mps.truefood. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too.